Here we go. Hello, this is Robert Smiger with Europe's podcast, where we talk to the entrepreneurs who are making it happen here in Belgium. Now get ready for an inspiring conversation with Emelina Cortez, founder and CEO of the Pro Advisor Group, located in Brussels, Belgium. She is an experienced creator and developer with a track record of successful projects at global and European levels. Specializing in technology-driven initiatives, her focus lies in the realms of energy and sustainability. With a forward-thinking mindset, she is deeply passionate about leveraging artificial intelligence to drive innovation. She employs a market-oriented approach, utilizing the latest tools and techniques to ensure objective solutions that meet the demands of the industry. Emelina, welcome to Europe's podcast. We are so glad to have you here today.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for the great introduction.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your current business. Are you from Brussels, Belgium? Did you come there? Tell us a little bit about your history.
Yes, actually, I'm a Spanish, French, and German. I am a mix of the European side, but I am traveling all my life. And I am actually 5 years ago already arrived here. But COVID make me to go to France, make me to come back to Germany, make me also to live a little bit in Denmark. With that lady, I possibly say I am part of the Belgian culture for already 5 years, but that is actually my journey. I'm started already before COVID, just 2 weeks before of COVID.
Wow. Okay, good. So your business, what does the Pro Advisor Group do? What kind of work is are you doing for clients these days, and what's exciting you?
Yes, actually, we help all the clients to grow their business and in the same time support them with investments. We connected the top investors with the best project in technology and real estate. We possibly say we are a broker company, but with the solution in consultancy.
In consultancy. Okay. So what inspired you or motivated you to be an entrepreneur?
I have that from my 9 years old. My mother always say, like, I've been an entrepreneur from my little childhood to write every day what companies, what projects can we make. And I think so the inspiration is because I really, really, truly believe to change education is the key. And this is why I truly believe everyone needed to have a little bit of entrepreneur. And only before to the revolution of AI and everything, I truly already know the only way to go is to have our own business or projects in a side.
Okay. Have you had a job before, like a regular person, 9 to 5? Have you done that? And if you have, what is some of the things you brought along that you learned from being an employee to being an entrepreneur? Have you learned anything and brought that to being in your business?
You need to know, Robert, I started my journey with 20 years old. I actually studied two careers, and in the same time I make my business, I am sleeping 3 hours, and in the same time I live in between two countries, between two Germany and Spain in that moment. And I will be say to you, when all of that start and I start my journey, I also have the possibility to have a really great mentors, family relators who are really into the technology side, other ones in the real estate business, and I really hear very attentive how they really grow the business and what is actually the mistake. I could be see it already over there.
Okay. In terms of starting your company, your most recent company, did you need financing to start this venture? And how do you currently make money in the business now?
Actually, I truly believe every company need to finance for really a start. But you need to know my first company I created, I started from scratch. I lever the money from other investors and I use their money to really create and grow my company. But the last companies, because I'm already sell a couple of them, I have the capital to really start with better finance for my business. So that is easy for me to invest in a company that's already made in maybe 20 years, like for example, Global Funding, who is actually Eurotex in the past, and or a company who is a start from scratch, and in this case, startups. Yeah.
So it's a combination of your own financing, that money from companies that you sold before, and so you're
Yes.
kind of bootstrapping it and self-financing it to get it going.
Yes.
But you have clients, so how do you make money from your clients?
Actually, my clients always pay for the growth, with that I have a really good initiative with them. I truly believe you don't possibly be the best in the market. You need to show them you are the best in the market. For that, when I start all this journey, I actually don't wanted to convince my client I am the best. I wanted to show them I am the best. And I actually take the initiative to say to them, I will be make your company grow 5x, 6x in this matter of time. If you make it and you see it and we happen, you will be give me a percentage of your growth. And actually, that is what happened. I've been start to gain the trust of my clients, and most of my clients I have it now never is from marketing. It's just always a referral from other one.
Great. Okay, what are you most proud of in terms of the work that you do? What excites you, and what do you really are proud to do for these clients?
Actually, for my clients, I think so. The most important is to really see an expansion global. I truly believe every project now have the possibility to going global and not only focus in one particular area. Now everything is could be online, and just to have an approach with the AI to automatize the process and really give a new era of business, we possibly say. But if you ask me in the personal matter, how actually be inspired and why I do that is because I truly wanted to help young generations to really believe in themselves and try still to make it. Because never is the first time will be success, but only if you are a constant and you have this mind into never surrender, you will be made it.
Okay. What advice would you give to an entrepreneur who's just starting out? If you were to meet with them and they said, "Hey, you've been an entrepreneur for a while, give me some good advice that I could use," what would that be?
The first thing I will say, you need to try to understand the networking is the most important you have around. The value of the people you know is actually the value of your business, and many people talk about that. But if I will be not know anyone, I think so the best way to understand that now online is everything, and you have millions of people who need your potential partnership, and I will be start in the partnership way with different companies, and in that way then know me and then show me to other projects, and in that way I will be gain the trust, because it's not possible to start something from scratch if you don't put yourself over there outside, and also you show them what actually your business doing.
Okay, good. Let's talk a little bit about Europe and Belgium. What's the long-term vision of your company? Do you see yourself expanding into other areas from where you are now? I know you're in Belgium. You obviously have clients globally. Are there any markets that you want to expand to that you're looking for clients? And where do you see the growth in your company?
I think so. Our growth is in incredible, but I will be say I will be love to be more in Africa and more in Asia. I think so. These two locations is a key for the future, for sure. I think so. Everyone needed to put the focus over there. In terms of technology, Asia is really very well developed, and we needed to understand we are don't use even maybe 10% of what already is over there used. For that is the most important key element we have to know. And the second thing, I truly believe there are other people who really need the help to have the technology already, for example, in Africa, to have the right development and give the possibility to them to really grow. That is actually make me very excited. And that is actually what we are working in this moment.
Awesome. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about Belgium. What are the biggest benefits for you being an entrepreneur in Belgium? I want you to share with me some of the good points about starting a company in Belgium, in Brussels, but also give me some of the challenges that you've had to overcome in operating a business from Belgium. It could be the red tape, it could be starting a company there, it could be the taxes. What are some of the things that you had to really overcome? I mean, it's not, it's good, it's bad. Give me a bit of both.
Of course. I think so. Belgium is a very international city. That is the good point of Belgium. You have also the capital of the European side. You could be create and grow projects in the technology side with the support of the European Commission if you really understand what they're looking for. Because the majority of the projects of technology is not well focused. That is why the European Commission don't fund such projects. But if you understand the key points, actually you have a lot of support of them. And in the same time, you could be a start from scratch, actually, your project. But that we possibly say that is the good point. It's a very well-located city for that you could be traveling and do business with Germany, with France, with Netherlands, with England, and without limit. That is also very interesting. We are very well connected. If I will be saying something about Belgium, when they're going to London, when they're going to USA, Silicon Valley, for example, we are see in any corner, in any talk with every person I talk, I see the entrepreneurship mind. I see this vibe to really move forward and the open doors when you really have a great idea. And even sometimes you don't need to have the great idea if you then see your potential for yourself. Like a person, a trustable person, then will be open the doors. And here I need to say to you, it's a little bit hard for them to see the potential in the entrepreneurship and how much important it is for the future of all Europe.
Okay, interesting. Okay, if you were to start all over again in Brussels and you had to, from the beginning, what would you do differently if you were to go back, knowing what you know now? You've kind of gone this, you've gone through the struggles, you've gone through the building of the company or companies, but what would you do differently if you were to do, if someone said, okay, let's start again, what are some of the key things that you would go, well, I would do this differently, and what are some of the things that you would find better solutions for?
Of course, I think so. The best important thing, I am a very private person. It's very hard for me even take a video, take pictures of myself. And I understand so much now when I see podcasts like you, I see books, I see interviews. I think so that is the key actually point where is the next generation of business is coming. As soon as you possible going online, as soon as you have the opportunity to impact not only your surroundings, you know, you impact many different minds who are actually maybe have the same situation you have. For that, if I will be do something different, will be like to be more open to the online market, to the Instagram, Facebook, social media, and everything. I truly believe we needed to be more in the open to the new era and generation. And this is actually the only thing I think so for me will be very important to change.
Yeah, people have to know about you. You have to be relevant. And the way to do that is podcasts, social media, getting out there, letting people know that what you do, who you are, and get to know you as a person.
Yes, the impact is 20 million times faster and when you do
Yeah.
it alone in your own city. Yes.
So how do you define success? What does success look like for you? Is it financial? Is it spiritual? Is it where you are in life? Is it building your business? Is it your personal life? What's success for you, and how do you calculate whether you're reaching the success that you want to achieve for yourself?
I think so success for me is the balance and impact. When do you do something and don't impact anything, no anyone, no any part of this world, is no main have any meaning. But when do you really do something, is create an impact or is a new development, an innovation, is really give me this profile I want looking for many, many years. What is actually why I do so much business, why I love business. And when they understand, it's just actually all the people who surround me who actually believe in what we do. And we create amazing possibilities for everyone. This is the moment I really feel perfect. I needed to say to you the balance I required. Yeah.
Okay. Now we all go through difficult times as an entrepreneur. It's a roller coaster, it's ups and downs. How do you deal with fear and doubt? And what's the kind of the self-talk that kind of pulls you through the times that are difficult?
I always say there are always a solution. That I think so is my key point and why I am here today. It's because I don't start with the problem. I always start, okay, what is the solutions? I will be say I'm a problem solver person, for that I love to find the right solution for the problem. But that I think so, for me, like an entrepreneur, to have this mind, nothing is too important. There's always a solution for the problem. It's give me the right grow actually for my companies.
Okay. Now, where do you see yourself personally in 5 years? Do you want to stay in this company? Do you have other ventures? Do you want to travel? Do you want more time for yourself? What are your personal goals? What are the things that you are trying to achieve by being in entrepreneurship? Is the freedom? Is it the financial growth? What are the things that you're getting out of this on a personal level? And where do you see it going in 5 years?
Yes, actually, like I started before, I wanted to impact education. For me, I want to give the opportunity to everyone have the right knowledge to build their own project or build their own company. So that's for me, the most important is during this time, and like you say, 5 years more, to have the ability to really change and impact education for many ones in the world, because I truly believe education is not anymore what we think is education. And we have to give the opportunities to everyone to understand what is actually the right value and the right knowledge they need to have for just to continue to grow and just to combat all these new adventures will be coming with AI, maybe robots and everything what is coming in the future. Yes.
Yeah, prepare for. Okay, let's talk a little bit more. I know you'd like to keep yourself private and stuff, but I want to know what your how you stay healthy. Do you exercise? Do you eat right? Are you conscious of that, or do you neglect that? Or what are the things that, because entrepreneurs have to be on point every day, because without us, the businesses tend not to run. So how do you stay healthy? What are your routines so that you are mentally and physically ready to go every day? What does that look like?
I think so, like you say, it's a balance. We have to eat in well. I've been vegetarian all my entire life, kind of vegan, I possibly say to you, Robert. And I think
Vegetarian.
so that no anyone believe me, I never take coffee. I never been taking coffee in my life. I always with energy, even if it's super late, super morning, doesn't matter. I really love that from my side. And I think so is because I truly believe what we other to our body, what we eat is also an impact ourselves. I need to say I'm a sporty person from very the younger generations. I've even been a running professional in the past. I love tennis, badminton, squash, and all of that. But recently, what is working very well for me is swimming, because this is giving me the power to really reset myself and later just come back like a new person the next day.
Swimming? Did you say swimming?
Yes, swimming,
Oh,
yes.
that's your exercise. Do you do that daily, or do you do
I
that?
do it 3 times per week, minimum. And in the extra days, I actually try to run in and also play paddle or tennis because I really like tennis, yeah.
Okay, interesting. So that is how you create work-life balance, I guess, is that you have your paddle game,
Yes.
you have your swimming,
And I
your
will be
exercise is
giving the
important.
last little tip.
Yeah.
We needed to enjoy the time. It means if I am with my family, I am with my family. I enjoy the maximum. Like it, I totally disconnected with my work. Even if I am in a call working in the same time, I possibly pass immediately in 2 seconds to the work, to the family, to the friends, to every type of situation. I kind of like a chameleon, you know, to change the bend of the situation and see it like a part of life. When do you change language, it's the same thing.
Okay, we're going to have some fun questions. If you weren't doing what you do now, what would you like to do for a profession? Something that's totally removed from what you're doing. What would be kind of a passion, hobby thing that you could see yourself doing that is kind of, I don't know, crazy or different, that it was not what someone would expect who knows you, go, wow, I didn't know you were into that. What would that
You
be?
need to know I will be for sure a doctor. And
A
probably if you see
doctor.
me with my 16 years old, I will be a doctor just to help people around who don't have the possibility to go into access to the medicine in the right way. I will love it. Just to do something I really want to do it from a very long ago, actually. I think so will be doctor for sure. Maybe I'm 65 years old, I make my my thesis, yeah.
Okay. You touched on this earlier. You have lots of energy. What? Give me two words to describe yourself. If I was to ask someone who works with you, give me two words to describe Emelina. What would those two words be?
Always with a smile. Everyone say, oh, she is always a smile. And I think so positive energy is always solving everything. We have to see the life is already too hard for not see it with a positive side. In the same time, I really commit. Everyone know me for a be a workaholic, but what they don't know, I am passionate about that. I'm passionate about workaholic. And I love it. Actually, every day when I advance in my staff, when I talk with my team, this actually give me the energy to continue every day to be happy actually in what I do. And this is why I consider my workaholic being the best what I do every day.
Okay, great. Okay, entrepreneurs like to educate themselves. Consummate readers, constantly trying to, they're very curious people, and they like to better themselves on self-development, whatever that looks like. What, give me some books that you read. Could be business, or could be fiction, nonfiction, whatever that looks like, biographies, podcasts you listen to, or audiobooks. And also give me some tools that you could recommend to other entrepreneurs that have helped your business, whether that be online, could be paper and pen, it could be anything, the tools that you use as an entrepreneur that you find are great. You know, it could be AI, whatever that looks like.
Of
But
course,
give
of
me some of
course.
the, give me the education first, how you educate yourself and the tools, education and tools.
I think so. For educating myself, I really use a lot of Coursera. I am a person who really learns much more when I hear the things. For that, I love to take a lot of classes and courses, extra courses all the time. And also, in the same time, I use a lot of audiobooks. In general, my books, what I read, is always to self-development. And for the tools, actually, I will be say I love to present it to you, Monica. I think so. Monica is my best friend from a long time. Monica's an AI tool who take all the AI world together in one thing. Because imagine you have to change each individual to for just going to the AI from the Google, AI from the ChatGPT. You know, it's all too much, too many options. But Monica have it everything, and I
Monica,
discovered
did you say it's her name's
already
Monica?
3 years ago, and it's the best tool I never have. It's the best assistant I could have. The best answer I have is coming from Monica. I'm really, really happy. Of course, everyone
How
use
do you spell
ChatGPT and
that? How do you spell that?
Monica, just the
Monica.
name, Monica.
And that's an AI assistant.
It's an AI system who englobes everything, and it's incredible. I've been testing Monica for around 3 years. I'm not a sponsor, Monica, at all, but I need to say it's the best. I use Monica for many years free, like around 2 years and a half, totally free without any extra payments. But when I use it so much, sometimes it's good to have it obviously paid, but it's great, yeah.
Okay, good. You've been an entrepreneur for a while. I'm sure you've talked a little bit about mentors in the past in the interview here. Is there any advice that you've received over the years from other entrepreneurs that you've worked with or mentors or anything like that that you've personally received talking to this person that you could pass on to other entrepreneurs throughout Europe?
Yes, never stop to learning and always take one step up of the situation and see it from the different perspective. That is giving me the key to all my problems and everything what is happening in my life. I think so, solve it by that.
Always keep learning.
Everything. You
Right, so
need to
it's
understand is not, you never say no to something you're learning because probably in one point of your life you will be needed. And
yes.
that is my key. This is the best advice I ever receive. I always see it like in a sponge. I have to absorb everything what is around me.
So you consider yourself a very curious person.
Yes, we have to. We have to be curious. We have to really see the life is too short for not know all our surroundings. We need to be like chameleons.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to wrap things up. Melina, how can our listeners get hold of you? And is there anything that we've left out that you'd like to talk about? Or is there anything that is something that you would like to convey to our audience as an entrepreneur?
If I will be say something, it's the most important for me is just we needed to focus like entrepreneurs in our automatizations, but in the same time, we needed to understand how we help our team to really understand their potential. For that, both things need to be in hand to hand, because it's coming now, the revolution of AI, and we needed to be prepared for that, to give you the right information and the right skills to each of the individual of our team. That could be give us the potential to be the best. And give you also the learning that required for just to really move in their career and don't have any regret actually, because they'll lose the job in the future for that. I think so. Give you the opportunity to be awesome entrepreneur. That is the key,
Okay.
actually, I will be saying.
Now you like to connect with other entrepreneurs, other people across Europe, across the world. How can we get hold of you if they want to talk to you?
Definitely, LinkedIn is the best way to be connected. Everyone possible find me, like Emelina Cortez over there. They are awesome from my group of companies, Pro Advisor Group. We have a different, many amazing companies waiting for you for every type of problem you have, like an entrepreneur inside. And yes, I think so. The best way to contact me is by LinkedIn, actually, in this moment.
Okay, great. I'll put that onto your page, and so they can connect with you on LinkedIn. And it'll, anyone that comes to on, I encourage you to connect with Emelina. She's got great advice and some great tools that you can use, and a wealth of information on Europe and Belgium. So we hope our listeners can connect with you. Emelina, thank you for coming on the show. I've learned a lot about you, and I'm sure our listeners have as well. You've been a great guest.
Thank you so much, Robert. I really great time with you.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you next time.